Chapter 8. Is not wisdom calling out? Is not discernment raising its voice? On the heights along the road, it takes its position at the crossroads. Next to the gates leading into the city, at the entrances of the doorways, it keeps crying out loudly, "To you, O people, I am calling. I raise my voice to everyone." You inexperienced ones, learn shrewdness. You stupid ones, acquire an understanding heart. Listen, for what I say is important. My lips speak what is right. For my mouth softly utters truth, and my lips detest what is wicked. All the sayings of my mouth are righteous. None of them are twisted or crooked. They are all straightforward to the discerning and right to those who have found knowledge. Take my discipline instead of silver, and knowledge rather than the finest gold. For wisdom is better than corals. All other desirable things cannot compare to it. I, wisdom, dwell together with shrewdness. I have found knowledge and thinking ability. The fear of Jehovah means the hating of bad. I hate self-exaltation and pride and the evil way and perverse speech. I possess good advice and practical wisdom. Understanding and power are mine. By me, kings keep reigning and high officials decree righteousness. By me, princes keep ruling. And nobles judge in righteousness. I love those loving me, and those seeking me will find me. Riches and glory are with me, lasting wealth and righteousness. My fruitage is better than gold, even refined gold, and what I produce is better than the finest silver. I walk in the path of righteousness, in the middle of the pathways of justice. I give a rich inheritance to those who love me, and I fill up their storehouses. Jehovah produced me as the beginning of His way, the earliest of His achievements of long ago. From ancient times I was installed, from the start, from times earlier than the earth. When there were no deep waters, I was brought forth. When there were no springs overflowing with water. Before the mountains were set in place, before the hills, I was brought forth. When He had not yet made the earth and its fields, or the first clods of earth's soil. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He marked out the horizon on the surface of the waters, when He established the clouds above, when He founded the fountains of the deep, when He set a decree for the sea that its waters should not pass beyond His order, when He established the foundations of the earth, then I was beside Him as a master worker. I was the one He was especially fond of day by day. I rejoiced before Him all the time. I rejoiced over His habitable earth, and I was especially fond of the sons of men. And now, my sons, listen to me. Yes, happy are those who keep my ways. Listen to discipline and become wise, and never neglect it. Happy is the man who listens to me by coming early to my doors day by day, by waiting next to my doorposts. For the one finding me will find life, and he receives approval from Jehovah. But the one who ignores me harms himself, and those who hate me love death.